France and Russia have intensified the aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets in Syria. Russia has used submarine-launched cruise missiles for the first time. Jonathan Marcus has more.
For the third night running, France has been carrying out airstrikes against IS targets in the group's stronghold of Raqqa. The country's defense minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, said 10 planes have been in action. Speaking on French TV, he said the aircraft carrier, the Charles de Gaulle, would leave for the eastern Mediterranean on Wednesday to continue strikes on specific targets, in particular around Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor. Meanwhile, Russia has dramatically stepped up its military campaign. For the first time in combat, a Russian submarine has fired sea-launched cruise missiles at IS targets near Raqqa.
Investigators in France say video evidence shows an as yet unidentified man in a car used during the Paris attacks. He was seen in a black Fiat with two Belgian nationals. With European countries on high alert, an international football match in Germany was called off at short notice because of what police described as a serious bomb threat. Officials said that so far no explosives had been found in the stadium in Hanover. Damien McGuinness reports.
1.5 hours before kick-off, the match between Germany and the Netherlands was cancelled because of what German police describe as a concrete security threat. Germany's Chancellor, Angela Merkel, had been due to attend the match, together with numerous cabinet ministers. Initially, the German team's players did not want to go ahead with the game, having already experienced the trauma of being in the Paris Stadium on Friday. But the team had then decided to play as a sign of solidarity for France, until the game was called off because of the security threats.
Nigerian officials say a big explosion in the city of Yola has killed more than 30 people and wounded dozens of others. Martin Patience is in Lagos.
An eyewitness said that the explosion was so loud it could be heard right across the city. The dying and the injured were rushed to local hospitals. Reports say the blast was close to the city's main vegetable market. The city of Yola is no stranger to violence. It's twice been hit by deadly bomb attacks this year.
At least 4 people have been killed in bushfires burning out of control in Western Australia. From Sydney, John Donison.
These are the first serious bushfires of the Australian summer, and they've proved deadly, with several homes engulfed by flames. The worst of the blazes are north of the coastal town of Esperance. Firefighters are warning people not to take chances and evacuate their homes. Local schools have been closed. The work of firefighters has been hampered by strong winds with gusts of up to 90 kilometres an hour, although it's hoped the weather will be more favourable in the coming days.
World News from the BBC. United Nations aid agencies have warned that refugees from Syria should not be demonised in the wake of the Paris attacks. Some reports said that one of the attackers entered Europe by posing as a Syrian refugee. Several European politicians are already calling for an end to migration. A plane carrying more than 100 Syrian refugees has arrived in the UK. It was the first such flight since the British government stepped up its efforts to take in particularly vulnerable refugees from camps in countries like Jordan and Lebanon. 20,000 will be brought to the UK over the next 5 years. A black man who was shot on Sunday by police in the US city of Minneapolis has died. Here's Nick Bryant.
Jamar Clark had been on a life support machine after being shot in an apparent scuffle with police in the early hours of Sunday morning. Officers have been called to the scene of an alleged assault in North Minneapolis and claimed that they found the 24-year-old interfering with paramedics who were trying to help the victim. According to the police, they tried to calm Jamar Clark down, but a shot was fired at least once during the struggle. The officers were not wearing body cameras, and the police have declined to say whether the shooting was caught on surveillance video or filmed from the police car.
The governor of the American state of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, has become the latest to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination for the presidency. Speaking on Fox News, Mr. Jindal acknowledged that it was not his time. He had struggled to raise campaign funds and remained low in opinion polls. He's the third Republican to give up. The Brazilian mining company Samarco has said 2 of the dams it uses to hold wastewater from iron production are damaged and could collapse. One of the company's reservoirs burst earlier this month, flooding dozens of homes in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais. 11 people were killed. BBC News.